The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana.
Carvana is in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. They even offer customizable financing so you can plan your down and monthly payments. To shop thousands of affordable vehicles 100% online, download the app or visit Carvana.com. Availability may vary by market.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know.
Yo, what up, though? Yeah, man, we here. Hold on. What's good with y'all, man? Little Freestyle Friday action, you know. Hold on, man. I ain't full screen for some reason. That's all right. I don't want to be full screen. But what's good, man? On this Friday, it's the NFL bag season has begun. Yes, free agency, people getting paid, you see it. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, my bad. Oh, let me put the link in the description for everybody in Facebook, man. Hold on. I got y'all covered. And then when y'all tap in on YouTube, I'll put it in the chat. There you go. Facebook is right at the top of the description. Yeah, we're on the Jumbotron today, Reese. Absolutely. So, yeah, man, that's what it is. I'm still letting people load up, but salute to the sponsors. Salute to Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber, as you see scrolling at the bottom, and we while we wait for the usual suspects to join, also Alcova Mortgage, man, make sure you check them out, tap in, and let's go ahead and transition to the commercial for Alcova Mortgage.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumer access.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
That's Alcova Mortgage, man. How much did GP2 get paid? Just saw he signed. I think he got 28 mil. So yeah, shout out to GP. Went from basically just saying, yo, I'll be like the video guy or just somebody on staff to Paul Land, not Paul Land, but earning $28 million contract. And if I'm not mistaken, from the Portland Trailblazers, that's how much it was. I could look it up right quick. And it looks like Towns and the Wolves agreed to a 4-year, $224 million Supermax extension. Yes, Carl Anthony Towns just agreed to a 4-year, $224 million deal. And to get the Supermax extension, you got to hit certain criteria. And he did that by earning all NBA 13 selections, which made him eligible to secure this Supermax extension. So salute to Carl Anthony Towns. Does winning a ring early make it easy to go after the bag? Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. You win you a championship early. You got the green light to maximize your financial asking power. Because champion is now attached to your name. Whether you were a starter, whether you were a sidekick, whether you was a reserve. For the rest of your life, when they introduce you as a champion. Think about that. So it helps with the earning power. And let me tell you something. We all in this game, everybody's in the game to win. But sometimes you got to see the writing on the wall. Sometimes you just know you're not going to beat certain teams and individuals. I don't care. You're just not going to do it. It ain't happening. And I'm never disappointed or all up in arms when players go get that bag. Because that's why you play. You play to get paid. Yes, you start off for the love of the game, but you continue to play, you continue to fight to get that bag. So, my bad, I'm reading comments right now. Let me see what else in the comments. Like my dog said, keep getting them checks. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to go through what different individuals have been getting just to piss y'all off. Because I know folks hate when folks get money. First, we're going to start off with the one that pissed everybody off. Mr. Zion. Zion getting the bag, baby. Hold on, I just saw a clarification on Twitter. It says, Zion isn't eligible for that big of a salary yet. What they are doing is putting in designated rookie extension language that could get him that big of a salary. He had to make all NBA this season, win MVP or Defensive Player of the Year. Otherwise, he'll get around $193 million. So Zion is not getting the What was they saying he was getting on Twitter that I saw? They're trying to say Zion was trying to get nearing a 5-year rookie max contract extension worth $231, but apparently it was clarification on Twitter from Keith Smith that as of right now, he's eligible for $193 million. So there you go. That's clarification. So everybody mad. Zion is the one everybody pissed off about, right? Because he's only really played one season. And some people always say he ain't even played a full season. A lot of NBA players don't play full seasons, but I get what you're saying. Like Zion gave you, let me pull up his, I will put in the Jumbotron, but I'm going to just look at it on my phone because it's faster. So 2019, Zion played 24 games. So basically, Zion has played 85 games. He's played 80. Yo, Zion has played 85 games. In this 85 games, he's averaging 25, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. The last season he played 61 games in the 2020-2021 season, because he missed all of this season. That season, on 17 shots a game, shooting 61% from the field, Zion averaged 27 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and just under 1 block. And people pissed he about to get $190 million salary. You know what I'm saying? His agent needs to link up with Nutrisystem to get that endorsement. Yeah. Why y'all be making fun of Zion, man? Zion is the modern day Charles Barkley. That's all. He the modern day Charles. So Zion is the first guy that got the bag. Then you got guys like, I already said, Carl Anthony Towns got the 224. Andre Drummond, he got a 2-year, $6.6 million deal from the Bulls. Devin Booker got the 224 Supermax. He was all NBA. The young gunner, Devin Booker of the Suns. It brings his total contract value to 6 years, $295 million. Salute to Devin Booker. Then we got the Joker. The Joker agrees to a 5-year, $270 million Supermax extension. They've now secured the Nuggets. He's now secured to the Nuggets for a total of 6 seasons for $303 million. The deal includes a player option and a trade kicker. The contract will kick in during the 2023-2024 season at $46.6 million. That's still less than what Russ getting this year, by the way. And climb every season until the 27-28 season, when Joker is set to make $61.5 million. During the 27-28 season, Joker is going to make $61.5 million for one season. Give it up for the Joker. Salute to the Joker, man. Yeah. Bag season. Jalen Brunson is another one. He got that bag from the New York Knickerbockers. The Knickerbockers gave that man the bag. Oh, they moved up, down, left, right, ABBA to get Brunson a 4-year, $104 million contract. Salute to Jalen Brunson, baby. That's how you get on in the playoffs. You show out and you get that bag. Jalen Brunson. You got to love it. Salute to him, man. As Stumbles would say, salute to you. Salute to you. So, yeah, man. If you want to join, the link is in the description. I ain't going to stay on that long. Hour tops today, because I got another workout I got to do. What else I want to talk about? Oh, this guy. Hold on, let me switch up the banner. We got to talk about this guy. This dude right here. Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges. Bruh, what is wrong with him? Miles Bridges arrested and charged with felony domestic violence. I don't want to share the photos, man. The photos is nasty. Just nasty, bro. Before I get into that though, salute to Bobby Bonilla. Today is Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. The former player gets another $1 million payout. They've already paid him $14 million and still owe him over $15 million. If y'all don't know, Bobby Bonilla turned a $5.9 million contract into a $29.8 million deal as he gets annual payments of nearly $1.2 million for 25 years. Let's clap it up for Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bo, baby. Bobby Bonilla Day. Woo, man. It got to feel good, bro, to know that player, y'all be thinking these dudes is dumb. Agents, whoever did this, congratulations. Man. And I know whoever was writing them checks back then, getting donkey of the day every day from Charlemagne the God. Got to. But back to Miles Bridges. Just go Google Miles Bridges. I'm not putting the photos up there, but it's some photos that's nasty work by him that'll piss you off, that he choked his wife, thought he was on the UFC, and it's just nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty work. I mean, I'm going to just put my phone into the camera just so y'all can see some of them real quick. Nasty work. Suffered a fractured nose, wrist, torn eardrum, torn neck muscle from being choked and concussion. That's nasty work. So Miles Bridges, yeah, man. That's all I got to say about you. What up with you, fam?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man.
You talk about Bobby Bonilla Day. I just saw something that is it Max Scherzer for the Mets is getting like 5 payments for like 30-something million dollars from the Mets.
Oh, yeah?
Something like, hold on, I'm trying to find that. Dang. But I saw, I was like, what?
The Mets did it again? Oops, I did it again?
They make money in that championship.
Oops, I did it again. Nasty work.
The dude, Darren Revelle posted, let's see here. All right, so he basically, the tweet says, Bobby Bonilla isn't the happiest Mets player today. Max Scherzer is. Although he pitched 5.5 seasons with the Nationals, his salary was deferred. Today he gets wired his first of 7 $15 million payments. The Mets are paying him an average of $43.3 million over 3 seasons.
Dang. Ooh, money, money. Yeah, yeah.
That baseball and basketball money. Yeah. That hit different.
It do hit different, bro. It hit very different. And talking about hitting different, let's go ahead and transition to, I know what everybody want to talk about, so we're going to talk about it right now.
They're going nuts on the spaces. I already.
KD and Kyrie. I put possibly headed to the Lakers, but KD and Kyrie.
Your Philly trio from Spaces was on there saying that Mr. Harden, the beard, was 100% correct, and everybody owes him an apology.
Oh, yeah? Let me see if I could get them loaded up right here live. Let me see if we could. Hey, let's eavesdrop in a Twitter space. Hold on. Let's see if this works. I don't know if they still up. Let me see if they still up. So basically,
in order for to get Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Nets will have to trade.
Hold on. Shout out to Sports and Coffee. Shout out to D. Shout out to Coach Chris Clark and Jude. They the co-hosts. Let's eavesdrop a little bit on Sports and Coffee.
I wouldn't be. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked
if Ben got traded.
You can't have two.
There's 131 people in there.
Same team. That's pretty much the because you know Ben Simmons he's still on his rookie extension.
And it's a bunch of players like that. They're saying Luka Doncic, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell. There's
none of those guys,
there's a shit ton of players in the league right now that Kevin Durant can't go to based upon their star player having like that particular thing within their rookie extension. Like they was explaining it to me last night. I'm like, damn, this kind of really narrows the availability of
KD. Does it narrow it down or does it benefit Kevin Durant?
Because I mean, let's be real.
He wants to play with
the Atlanta Hawks star, not trading right? Trae Young. The Mavericks not trading Luka Doncic. So a lot of these
the Celtics are really the team that I'm eyeing.
That's just that's sports and coffee right there. That's them talking. I should request to be a guest. Now that I know that, I might start going live from my Twitter space on StreamYard. Now that I know that the audio is all right, I may do that.
Yeah, this but what they were talking about, I was just listening to that first thing this morning. So you can't have two players on their rookie deals, on like the rookie max deals at the same time. So Ben Simmons being on the Nets actually poses them a problem. So they can't get like, you know, everybody was throwing around the Sun saying like Ayton would be in a deal, Cam Johnson, and I think the Bridges cat. But they can't do that deal because they can't have Ayton on his rookie max.
Yeah, Turner, you could come up. The link is in the description on Facebook. Yeah, that I didn't know that, bro. So they can't be as aggressive as, you know, like pause the packages that a lot of people like the Twitter agents and the Twitter GMs offer really are invalid. So
yeah. So like the whole Bam, I'm pretty sure is on the list. But the dude on NBA on Sirius, he listed out like probably 20 something players that wouldn't be able to come to the Nets. So it really limits actually what they can do. And you got teams like Atlanta. Atlanta, you know, just traded for Murray. So they gave up picks and all of that. But that deal already went final before the KD announcement came out.
Yeah. Damn. So here's my let's look at things differently type of approach to this KD. I'm not going to say KD and Kyrie. I'm just saying KD. Because we knew Kyrie was up to opt in, opt out, blase, blase, blah. But with KD, why does it seem like the media is so quick to first blame Kyrie? Because now, you know, when Harden left, it was Kyrie's fault. KD want to leave, it's Kyrie's fault. But Kyrie actually want to leave too, but he not going to leave. $20+ million out there in limbo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna get my $30 million. If I know a sign and trade is possible, I'm gonna opt in and I'm gonna let the front office know that hey, you could trade me. And then you got another star in KD that's like, all right, trade me too. So, what the media seems like they're doing from what I've seen is that they are jumping and pitting the athletes against each other versus saying, I'm looking at upstairs, like GMs, owners, like what's going on in that wheelhouse that's causing these two stars to say, I don't want to be here. And you just got a Ben Simmons that's a young asset to come.
I blame Steve Nash.
You know what I'm saying? Or the head coach, Steve Nash. So it's amazing how they try to say KD's leaving because of Kyrie. That's to me, that ain't true. KD and Kyrie have a very good relationship, but it's too honest and it's not gonna sell clips or tickets or whatever.
Right.
Like them two dudes, like when they said that both of them like the Lakers could get both of them, that's further letting me know that they still want to stay together.
Right.
So if I'm KD and I'm seeing that Kyrie is a possibility that it's a sign and trade on the table for him, I'm requesting to get the hell out of Dodge too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
my boy leaving, I want to leave too. I don't want to be. I only came here because of him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of the things that, like my man Beam just said, media attacking Kyrie and KD because both are media villains. Absolutely. Yep. It is easy to demean KD and Kyrie and sell that story because the perception is they doing it the wrong way. They can't win. Like Kyrie can't win without LeBron. KD can't win without Steph. So we going to kill y'all. So here's another thing that I want to pose to all the fans right now. All the fans up in arms. Exactly. It's easy to say they are divas instead of coaching ineptness. So here's another thing. Fans out there, and I'm looking to the camera, so all y'all fans out there. You know how we be in Myron, we be in Twitter spaces, y'all be in Clubhouse, Instagram, Facebook, group chats. Y'all be in all these places saying they ain't gonna never win a championship at said location. Oh, that superstar ain't never won win a championship at this location, that location. When a superstar proves that you are right, why do you get upset? So if you saying KD and Kyrie can't win in Brooklyn, and they both said, all right, well, I'm going to leave Brooklyn, why do y'all get mad? You were right. Celebrate yourself. Go bet on something. Go play the lottery. You were correct. You was Nostradamus, Negro Damus, any Damus you want to be. You were correct. You need to clap it up for yourself. They listen to you. People say KD listens to the media and the fans too much. He human. What's the best way to shut you up? If you know it all, I'm gonna do what you required. If you say I gotta do it like this, I'm gonna do like you saying I ain't never won a ring, I'm gonna go win a ring. You saying, hey, you can only win a ring here, well, all right, I'm gonna go here and try to win without that. What you say I can't win that? You know what? You was right. I'm gonna go over like when Kyrie said, you know what, LeBron, you was right. LeBron was right. Everybody like, nah, it's too late now. It ain't never too late. But it just seems like Marla said, you want it both ways. Can't have it both ways. They can't, like, Brooklyn ain't it, bro. It ain't it. Clap it up, y'all. Y'all were right. Hey, don't diss them. Don't keep dissing them. Oh, now you want to go play with LeBron. Or now you want to go play with the Suns. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of hearing about the Magics, the Larry Birds. When they got drafted, if I'm Magic, I ain't trying to leave no Clippers. I mean, not the Clippers, the Lakers, and goddamn Kareem right there. Hello. If I'm Bird, I ain't trying to leave with who Boston had. Hello. So, of course, they ain't going to leave. Michael Jordan. It won't no way of getting out of nowhere.
Can I add some context to that, Hawk?
Please do.
Free agency started in 1988 when Michael Jordan was in his last year of his contract and his contract ended. So you couldn't really leave anywhere. They didn't know how to use free agency. And Magic Johnson got gifted James Worthy number one pick.
Yeah.
So a lot of that stuff gets left out. I think people really want guys just to stay. And I talked to you about this. It's the Jordanification of the NBA. Like the only rings that are really respected by guys are if you don't run from the grind. Like, bro, it's a new era. Like, these players are putting these guys, the onus on the front office to make these right moves. And again, I think Kyrie is to blame for some of that because he's fickle for sure and isn't always reliable. But from Durant's perspective, he did what he had to do, bro. And he ain't like how they handled the situation. He's leveraging his power and they's trying to go. Now, the Suns don't have a great ownership. James Jones is a really good GM. Robert Sarver isn't a good owner. But he's going to a more stable with Chris Paul, Devin Booker, whatever. So I get it, bro. These dudes got to make they got to make their move, and I'm not mad at them at all for it.
I'm right there with you, bro. And it just like we on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, StreamYard, YouTube, we out here be trying to tell athletes what to do, and when they actually listen to us, we up in arms. Like, man, KD needs to leave Brooklyn. They ain't gonna win in Kyrie. Ain't gonna win in Brooklyn. All right, we want to leave Brooklyn, man. What the hell? Why are you leaving? Where you going? Tough it up. Who you just said I was gonna win?
Right, because a month and a half ago, KD was washed. Now every Boston fan I heard of was like, "Oh yeah, we need to get him."
Oh yeah, You Boston fans, I see you. I see you. Y'all was talking real spicy about KD, but here it come. Hey, I welcome KD.
Right. I don't know why you want that guy on your team. He a bum.
That's what they said, right?
He can't win without Steph. He can't win without Draymond.
But guess what? Yeah, take him on his team, though.
What I don't understand, though, is because Hawk, you just alluded to it, right? Why do we kill players if they don't win rings, right? You get the Charles Barkleys, you get the Patrick Ewings, you get the John Stocktons, Karl Malones. Like, those guys aren't remembered. I mean, those guys are all great players, right? And basketball heads will recognize them. But casuals don't, and legacy matters to guys. So why do we bash guys for not getting rings, but when guys put themselves in better position to get rings, then we bash them too? I don't understand it. It seems like it's totally contradictory. It doesn't make any sense to me personally.
Because they can't, because we as the consumers can't control the narrative. As you say, it's the Jordans in the world, the Magics, the Birds, the Kobe's, Steph now, like anybody who just stayed with one team and won rings. You got to stay with one. You can't move around. You know, we know in football that happens. You can move around in football and win rings, but no, you got to do what Jordan and them did. The three kings, as I call it, Jordan, Bird, and Magic. You got to do what they did.
But I mean, you know, aside from Mike, Bird and Magic went into great situations. Very, you know what I'm saying? For guys of that talent level to go into them teams, come on, man. That's insane. That's like Mahomes going to the Chiefs.
You know and what I'm saying? I forget how did the Celtics end up getting that pick?
Which one?
The Bird pick.
I'll have to look it up. I remembered it, but it slipped my mind at this moment, Hawk. I'll have to look it up.
It was something that, you know, it was different, because I know how the Lakers end up getting Kareem. You know, back then, it was just the market. I could just, hey, let me get that.
He demanded a trade, which people don't talk about. He demanded a trade just like Wilt did. This stuff has been going on. People think that this stuff is new. Kareem and Wilt was like, get me out of here. Get me to these more glamorous markets. I think it's the lack of knowing the history of the NBA, why people say the things they say. Kareem and Wilt was doing this back in the 70s. This is
That's the thing, man. Things get left out. That's why I would like to put everything in context, put everything out there on the table, and then just say, yo, man, it's crazy. Hold on, my bad.
Steph and Giannis are getting the loyalty boost too.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Steph now. He getting that loyalty boost for sure. Gotta send somebody a link. My bad, fellas. Yeah, but I like this part of the season, man, when guys getting paid and things of that nature.
You even Jalen Brunson, I'm cool with all players getting paid. Get your money. Just from a business perspective, I wouldn't have paid that money for him versus the player. But I'm cool with any player getting a bag. Get as much money as you can get. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get as much money as you can get. Their windows are finite. Like, you're not going to be able to play in the NBA forever. You know, as your body deteriorates, get as much money as you can get. Absolutely. Have no issue with that. I just think, but you got to look at it from both sides, I think. And I just don't think that as a player, he's worth that particular contract.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you. And like I always say, that money going to go somewhere. Like how the salary caps is now, like somebody gonna get that money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We've seen it over the years. We just see a guy, we be like, how? Like Cassidy voice, like how he get that? But it's like, if he don't get it, they gonna give it to another guy.
Yeah, you mean? They
gotta exhaust it.
You're just about required to pay somebody a max deal if you're a team.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But you know, with Brunson being a demented player, You know, everybody's like, damn, you gave 110 for him?
But I got a discount. It was 104.
What you say?
It was a discount. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a fact. Let me see what they saying.
So with Bill opting in, could the Wizards Bullets trade for KD and Kyrie potentially?
Say it again.
With Bill opting in to his you know, to his deal, he could be traded.
You said Bill?
Bill, yeah, from Bradley Bill from the
Bradley Bill, Bradley Bill. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's another one. Bradley Bill got his money. Good for him.
He ain't gonna win no time soon.
He won't go win going somewhere else.
You don't think so?
Like everybody can't win, bro. What do we do to players that take all these discounts because they wanted to win? Do we look back on and praise them and put them in this elevated lane? Hell no. We still say they ain't win no ring. I'm gonna go get my money. I'm sorry. You're gonna talk bad about me regardless. What I've learned is it don't matter. We can create stances and narratives to make us just demean any player we want. It's the easiest thing. If you know history and you can identify that your opponent don't know a lot of the things that you know, you can start manipulating things to where you, aha, I got you.
Yeah.
Kevin said Bird was drafted in his junior year but came out his senior year and they retained the rights. Okay, cool.
I was just about to point that out. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what happened.
Let's see. Difference is Steph and Giannis front office are committed to keeping talent around them. They call that coddled on Twitter, Beam. You was there. They call that being coddled.
Yeah, but like even like them with the Bucks, I just saw your boy Pedro posted the Bucks have only been paying Bobby Portis like $5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That man out here working for like minimum wage Nike shoe money.
Yeah. Kevin had a question. How does Jokic get max five for 270, but Bill qualify five for two
MVPs?
The MVPs.
It was the MVPs.
And then
that did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get certain escalated.
Yeah, you got the all NBA selection.
Yeah. I think that was part of the Derrick Rose rule, actually. Because when he got the MVP in his third year, they added that. So
yeah, buddy.
I actually think the Supermax was intended to keep guys on their teams. I don't know if it's worked like it's intended, bro. Because if you pay, because listen, again, I want all players to get their money. But if you pay a Bradley Beal $251 million, I think personally only maybe five or six guys are actually worth Supermax with what the value they provide on the court. If you give a guy like Bradley Beal, even a guy like Dame, who's as good as he is, it's really hard to put quality guys. Or Rudy Gobert, I'm one of the biggest Rudy Gobert fans. But it's just like when you pay a guy like who's not a top five or six player that money, like it's hard to build around him because you're not getting a commensurate value on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the Supermax is working as intended, me personally. But
did Steph get a Supermax yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he did. I think he's got two $200 million contracts.
So he's the only one that they can say that you could point to, but percentages say it hasn't.
Because I think we'd agree Steph is a top five player and has, you know, in the series to be the best player in the series.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get the value for that. But again, a lot of that, some of that had to do with Durant being there. Draymond Green being so unique in who he is as a player. But yeah, so
yeah, man. So do we watch it on Twitter? You can. My bad. Yeah, so it's interesting to see, man, like what how things transpire. Before you got up here, I know a lot of folks were talking about Zion. I keep seeing reports saying nearing the $230 million, but apparently he hasn't reached the escalators for that. Unless he won like Defensive Player of the Year this season, then it could get up to that. But they say he's only eligible for the $191 million max. And potential, and for the folks who are always saying, damn, he only played 1 year, how is this, how is that? It's potential, man. It's no different than draft on all levels. It's no different than when you sign a guy to a big contract because you still feel like they still got best year. Like, everything's a risk. So, I'm saying with folks with Zion, you know, play 85 games since he's been in the league. But who wants to be that guy to let that type of talent walk out the door because he's only played 85 and all of a sudden he gets healthy and boom, has a illustrious career. Then you're going to look at him like, man, you stupid for letting him go. Just like Embiid, his first two seasons, he didn't play that. He didn't play. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he got no deal like this, did he? After only just 1 year healthy? I got to go back and look at Embiid. My man Rock said he did. So he said Embiid got a huge deal and didn't play.
I mean, part of it is the you know, arrogance or trying to save face, if you will, for the team and the, you know, ownership management, because they gotta be like, no, we made the right choice in picking him over Ja, or you know, we did this, you know, we did make the right pick. So they gotta kind of, you know, back themselves up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a risk, right? With guys' health. Embiid has health issues. Zion obviously does too. So, like, you know, you never kind of really know. But like you said, you're a small franchise like New Orleans, not Philly, but you don't want to let a guy like that go. You do what you got to do to help, you know, cultivate and facilitate his growth. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you could build around them. They got a nice core around over there too. CJ, yeah, Willie Green is a very good coach, man. So they're building over there. They're really building. Herb Jones, one of the best defensive players as a rookie. So yeah, they building.
So Rock said, what up, P. Diddy? Rock said that Embiid got $150 million for 5 years after not playing much the first 3 years. So, and I know MB's a different type of a ball player. You know, he's 7 foot also. So I keep things in context.
Yeah, I'm looking at his contract right now. So I guess he just they picked up, he signed, yeah, the 5 year rookie scale max in 2017. And then he signed his extension in August 2021.
Yeah. What up, P. Diddy? What's up with you, bro?
What's happening, man? All this NBA action going on. You know, to me, I said KD shut the internet down yesterday. That was my hot take. Because, you know, didn't nobody expect that move to him. But the question I got for y'all, you know, basketball guys, how good is DeJounte Murray?
Now, oh, yeah. I'm going to ask you about what you think since you're a Hawks fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the Hawks. I mean, I'm excited because I look at it like we finally got, you know, another all-star caliber player. It just now going to put the ball in Trae Young court, how he handled, like, playing off ball more so. And then also, he really just need to pop the Steph Curry tape in, not as far as trying to emulate him, but I'm talking about on the defensive end of the court because, you know, the big knock on Steph was he can't play no D, but in the Boston series, you know, Steph ain't a lockdown defender, but effort is what you need to play defense. And sometimes you see the smaller guys don't even get an effort or don't even try. But if you do your assignment, like funneling him to other guys and then try to just be in the vicinity, but don't just quit on the play. And so I think Trae Young now, you know, now he has to take his game to the next level. But I'm really excited to see what the Knicks, because Travis not doing, you know, I don't think the Hawks done as far as making moves. I mean, I would really like to see them keep John Collins, but I just know right now he can get more value on the open market and maybe build a better team down in the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, and we was talking about this on our pod last night with DeJounte Murray. I think DeJounte Murray is a good young player. Let me start there first. I don't necessarily like the fit. DeJounte Murray is not a good shooter with range. He's not a good 3-point shooter. And his defense fell off last year. Now, the hope is that he can get back to that, giving up some of those ball handling duties to Trae Young. I'm trying to imagine in the playoff series going against them, like teams are helping off DeJounte Murray at the 3-point line to clog up the rest of the offense. But DeJounte Murray does get to the rim very well. He finishes at the rim very well, too. He's a very good mid-range shooter. And he does have the ability to take Trae off the ball and run some offense. Now, you mentioned Trae being off the ball. I won't blame him totally because some of that is team construction, right? Like, they had a playmaker in Kevin Huerter, but it's hard to be Steph off the ball if you don't have somebody who can run functional offense when you're off the ball. But some of that is on Trae Young not necessarily putting in the effort to do it. So now he can do it. And he can guard the best perimeter threat that they have. The player is a very good young player. I just don't like giving up 3 first round picks for him. And I wonder if the Hawks knew that Kevin Durant would become available the next day, would they have tried to get in on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes?
Great point.
But I think the first round picks, I like the way they structured though, cause like Pop banking on, cause they unprotected. So he's banking on maybe the Hawks don't be good in the next 2-3 years, because he took like the 20, I think it's 25 and 27 pick. But I just think that at the end of the day, you got the bet big, the win big. So the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, I don't really even think that I wouldn't want to take that anyway, just me honestly, because the Atlanta franchise, just history, man, we always end up, it's almost like the Boston curse they had where they could. It's always something happening to us, man, the way we get the potential, then it just tank out. So, man, Kevin Durant, because really, he want to go to Phoenix or Miami. So, let them deal with him. But I don't think they're going to be able to get him either, because they said Booker or Bam can't be on the same team with Ben Simmons traded because of, I guess, some rule they got in the NBA about rookie scale or correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Myron talked about that. Yeah, now you're right.
Booker, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, you can't trade a guy on a designated rookie.
So Calvin was giving you clarification, Myron, that Bill can't be traded without his consent until December after signing the Supermax. So
I got a good question for you guys.
Go ahead.
So how do y'all feel about the impact of clutch sports on the NBA and how the clients are, like, I don't want to say locking the NBA down, but the work that they really doing with their clients making moves in the NBA? Because DeJounte Murray, he represented by clutch. I know Trae Young by clutch. Most of the players that we see in getting traded big, they represented by clutch.
True. I think CAA, aren't they representing a couple of the guys who've been getting these big –
And that never gets talked about. That never gets talked about with CAA.
Yeah, because Booker, Brunson, they CAA. Who's Peyton with? I don't know who Peyton with. No, his age is not CAA, I don't think. Who's Joker aging with? But no, that's a good point, P. Diddy. His agent's just what? Oh, he would Excel Sports, but yeah. Clutch is definitely a game changer. Beam just said that CAA is a bigger company than Clutch. It's just Clutch has the ties with the greatest player on the planet right now, so they're gonna always get pushed to the forefront, even though the other company make more moves than they do.
Wait, Steph is represented by Clutch.
Hey, you see how I was calm, but let somebody in one of my Twitter spaces, whatever went, what? He caught it.
Draymond is though, right?
Huh?
Yeah, Draymond clutch.
Draymond is clutch? Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Draymond clutch.
Lonnie Walker's clutch, too.
Mm.
That's probably how he got to the Lakers.
I think I like the Bobby Portis deal. I really feel like he's been getting him a discount for years. So to finally, you know, for them to finally give him a deal like worth some money was, I thought that was big of the Bucks.
What did he end up doing?
I think like 4 years, $49 million.
Okay.
You know, so they, I think, and the Bucks picked up Joe Ingles too. They picked up Joe Ingles. That's a nice little pickup for, you know, a space filler guy. He's gonna play hard, so it's gonna be interesting to see how that E shape out to see what team is gonna be the top next year.
Yeah,
and then we still waiting on because what do you think gonna happen with the Denver Nuggets if the other Murray come back? How that's gonna look?
Bobby Porter.
They're gonna have Porter. They're gonna have Porter, Murray, Joker. And then I never picked up somebody else too.
KCP.
KCP. Yeah.
Oh. So I think it all come down to who stay healthy in the NBA though, because this year This year it kind of shaped out because everybody, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the Warriors went on my board until it got late. And he's like, oh, they getting their guys healthy and everybody else getting hurt.
No, that's a fact.
I think KCP is actually a good fit for them. Like, he's a 3-and-D guy, so he can defend the best perimeter threat. Aaron Gordon can defend the bigger wings. So you free up Murray and MPJ and Jokic on offense, hopefully have some good paint prevention, you know, not letting the guards and wings get to the paint to protect Jokic at the rim. I think that's a very good move. Think that he fits in very well. He's a good off-ball defender too, like very good chasing guys off of screens. So, like, he's multi-dimensional in that regard. I think that was a low-key, underrated move for them. And he'll play well off your offense, too.
I was
going to
say, I like the John Wall pickup. People be sleeping on Wall, but I think if he get an opportunity to, especially he's been out the game 2 years, he should have had them wheels back by now.
Yeah, you hope so, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, John Wall still an effective player. Still had that speed that was game-changing. But, you know, just want his body to hold up and be able to last as much as they need him this year. Like, do you put him on restricted minutes early in the year to make sure he get back acclimated with the grind of a full NBA season and things of that nature?
Well, you know Kawhi's gonna be. I mean, you see, you know, what I'm saying, just coming off the injury is, you know, not taking a shot at him. You know, I guess I was, but you know, not intentionally. But
my man Beam said people talk about players need to be loyal. Portland blew up two playoff teams around Dame, and Dame really need to ask for a trade. What's y'all thoughts on that?
He backed himself into a corner. It's almost like he can't.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh yeah, when he did them damn tweets.
Mm-hmm.
What up, P? What's good with you? Can you hear us?
Maybe.
Yeah, we can hear you. I can't hear you now, though.
I think Dame Lillard, I want to see him try to. I just hate the fact that Chuck Billups there. You know, with Billups there, it just for you know, most time the black coaches get a job and then. It's like they run out of stars out of town.
Yeah.
So for him, they even keep going, and then they just picked up Gary Payton Jr. So hopefully they can build some more pieces to get them a better look.
That's a fact. So what's the possibility that the Lakers could pull off this trade that everybody wants?
I don't want that.
The Kyrie trade?
for Kyrie and KD.
They not getting both. They might as well stop that.
KD playing with LeBron, man.
You don't know KD with LeBron. You just want Kyrie back with LeBron.
That'll work.
I don't think KD want to play with LeBron himself, though.
I don't think so either. He's still in competition with that man.
And he's probably going to Denver. What is we doing in Boston, bro? We letting everybody go.
What happened?
What was
Bruce
that?
Bruce Brown.
Wow. He went to Denver too?
Wow. Yeah. That's a good signing for them, though.
Denver trying to do some stuff.
Yeah, they low key making some good moves. As far as the I don't think Durant's gonna go there, but I do think because the Kyrie they don't have any leverage. Like nobody else wants Kyrie from what's been reported,
mm-hmm.
Right?
What the Lakers?
So then the Lakers are. For me, what I think is the Lakers are playing hardball. We're not going to. You're getting an expiring contract, regardless of what you think about Russell Westbrook, the player. You're getting an expiring contract. There's nobody else in the league that wants Kyrie. Why am I giving up my picks to? And that's, I understand the business side of that, but I do think, you know, you kind of playing with fire at that point when you like, you know what I mean? Because another team could decide to all of a sudden want Kyrie, may have a better package. So you kind of playing chicken at this point. Mm-hmm. But I understand it. Like the reports are literally that only the Lakers want Kyrie. And that's been consistently reported by multiple different reporters. Nobody else is going to give up anything. And Kyrie even said it. He said, through Stephen A. Smith, and I don't think Stephen A. Smith necessarily knows anything specifically. Him and Kyrie don't really get along.
Exactly.
But this sounds like something Kyrie would do, like with the same thing Anthony Davis did. Don't give up any assets for me because I'm going to L.A. anyway. And that gives him all the leverage.
Hey, he said if the Lakers pull that off, I'm never watching the NBA.
Hey, facts, Josh. I agree.
Hey, man, I might not be far behind you, Josh. I mean, I'll be just saying it just to say it.
Hey, man, y'all.
But I might say it.
Man, I felt that way when KD
went
to the Warriors.
NBA guys, don't listen to them, man. Do it. Do it.
Why do you want to see that?
Why not? We've seen it before. You know what I'm saying?
I can see Kyrie, not both of them, though.
That's how they used to talk about, you know, Michael and Scotty and Dennis and them. Like, man,
that's not the same.
And Tony Kukoc back then.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, everybody's like, God.
Kyrie on all the smoke. I think on all the smoke, he showed his maturity, though, and that he man, I should have stayed with LeBron. That's what I got out of that interview. He said if he knew what he knew now, he would have stayed with LeBron.
Hindsight is 20/20, but as an athlete, you can never admit that you made a mistake because people say, nah, too goddamn late now. You should have listened to me. KD be listening to y'all, though. I'm just trying to let y'all know all the stuff y'all. Y'all said KD won't win the ring in Brooklyn. He heard you. Now he want to leave. Now y'all calling him all types of suckers. Don't get it.
Sneak of them all.
You know what I'm saying? KD said, y'all said KD ain't going to win the ring. Okay, see, you got to win the ring. Okay. I'm going to go to Golden State. Win two of them. Okay. I mean, KD. Hey, KD.
Another big local pick was PJ Tucker in Philly.
That's cool.
KD. I like that pick up PJ Tucker with the.
Say that. Say that again. Oh, is he going through the matrix?
I think the pick up a pick. PJ Tucker with Philly. That's a good pickup to me.
Oh yeah. And you know what? I don't know if y'all remember. If you watched when Miami eliminated them, you saw a lot of this.
Yeah,
got a lot of that talking. I don't know if y'all remember James and Embiid.
I'm not surprised though.
And it was like that, bro.
I'm not
They was like that, boy. Hey, dog, how many years you got left on your contract? Shoot, you might as well come here, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. I know the tax is different, but you got, hey, look.
Man, only thing Philly did was rebuild the Houston Rockets.
Oh, I was about to say the same. And they got Daniel House too.
And they got Daniel House too.
Yo, that's a great point.
It. That's it.
And they trying to get Eric Gordon, so they just about to build.
And they trying to get Eric. Man, clap it up for them.
What you clapping that up for? exit? Is that them leaving the stage?
Hey, nah. Relive your glory years.
I mean, it's
want, nice. What we say, Bean, we want Houston Harden to return. So let's go get the old Houston team. Oh,
you can never put the Temptations back together.
I mean, for me, it's nice to see all the names floating around. But I'm looking to see which players are going to move the needle and elevate the team that they're going to, especially mm-hmm. playoff teams. I mean, because, you know, it's like when you look at Atlanta Hawks and the moves that they made, does that move elevate them past the Milwaukee Bucks or Miami Heat or even on down to
Toronto,
Philadelphia? You know what I mean?
We already beat Philly, man.
But that's what you already beat Philly. That was 2 years ago.
they had the guy that can't shoot. So
on top of that, a lot of people say, hey, man, I don't want KD and Kyrie to go to the Lakers. I ain't gonna watch it no more. Yes, you will, because you need something to hate.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything needs a villain. And right now, if those guys link up, it's gonna create so many narratives and it's gonna give you something to talk about it.
And the ratings have been traditionally higher with quote unquote super teams anyway, because a lot of people tune in to watch them fail.
Right. They want to see them fail.
So
you're gonna watch. So if the Lakers get KD and Kyrie,
You're gonna watch it.
You're gonna be like, ooh, lose. Yes.
It's gonna be the same situation when the Lakers picked up Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
Oh my God. Let's go back to that. 2000.
It's gonna be the same situation.
That was hilarious. Detroit was like, nah, not on my watch.
All right, so I mean, and then when I look at the Denver Nuggets, They picking up some quality pieces, but with Murray and Porter come back, two guys who want the ball, who want to shoot it, you know, they got a different mindset because they want to be the guy. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff sounds good when you put the names together, but you gotta know the internal stuff behind the scenes and what's really going on. You know what I mean? Like, all these dudes don't get along. Like, when I look at the Atlanta Hawks, everybody happy about DeJounte Murray going with Trae Young. I'm raising my eyebrow about that, because if I'm Trae Young and I'm an all-star point guard, why y'all trading for another all-star point guard?
P. Diddy, he don't like that. Look, P. Diddy, look.
No, then I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the comments, Trae Young is a fan favorite. He ain't a favorite amongst the team, though. It's a couple guys who really don't rock with him like that.
We know that.
Damn.
I'm in Atlanta. I know.
And for the simple fact that, like,
why you never tell me this, Pat? Hold on. No, wait a minute. We're going to let
you. Yeah, this is breaking news right now.
Come you never tell me you ain't like him?
No. I like Trae Young. John Collins don't like Trae Young.
Wait, but you ain't never tell us that. You held that close to the vest.
You ain't know that?
No.
Yeah, because they
if you listen to the interview with John Collins talk, he don't care for playing for Trae Young like that. Like, because he feel like he should, I ain't gonna say he should be the man. He just don't like the way he ball hog, and then he don't feel like he's his selective person too like that. Cause you know, I think in the NBA, we get caught up in this guy finished the game with 9 assists, but you gotta look at how them assists came. Like, was he really looking to get his team involved, or he just dishing the ball because the potato hot now, and I got to give it up.
With Trae Young, he's more than me. Atlanta got a lot of guys in their basketball team where you got to run an offense for them to get to their spots. Now, while they running the offense, Trae Young shooting the ball from half court. He always got the ball in his hands, and he played heavy minutes. it's different in Golden State with Steph Curry playing off the ball. And you got the ball in pretty much Draymond Green hands where he's making the decisions. You know what I mean? Like, and so if you're a guy like Gallinari and you making your cuts or you getting your pin down, you know what I'm saying, to pop out and take a shot, and Trae Young out there shooting from half court, you ain't gonna be too happy about that.
He said Trae Young out there shooting from half court.
I mean, yeah, he out there shooting from half court, but you know, it's why you think Cam Reddish ain't there no more?
Because they stupid. They dumb. That's why.
I don't think Cam Reddish is particularly good, so I think that plays a part in it.
I mean, thing
you don't
is,
think he's good?
Is Cam Reddish not particularly good, or is the fact that his game didn't mesh well with Trae Young and he was speaking out about it?
Oh, he talked bad about – he talked – I didn't know he spoke out about
it. Behind the scenes, yeah.
I don't think it meshed well.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
I always got this closer to vest information. Boy, I like this type of day on me.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these young guys got egos, and when you the man of the team and stuff, you know, your voice can be a little bit heavy.
That's true.
I do think though, like there is kind of a line with ball dominance. Like, look, all your teammates aren't gonna like you, right? And on a team that's trying to win, I get Trae getting off the ball some. I absolutely get that. But like, I've never understood, like, so we're going to take the ball out of our best player's hands, and then whose hands are we putting it in at that point?
But see, it's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the ball-dominant player is a facilitator, like a Chris Paul or something like that, that's one thing. But if your ball-dominant player is more of a scorer, like Luka, then that's another.
So what do we say to a guy who led the league in points and assists? Total. Points and assists, not average.
I mean,
when you go to Atlanta and he only sit down for 5 minutes out the game, he should.
Yeah. The thing that led to this move was how Miami Heat locked him up in that series. And they realized,
yeah,
yo, we can't just win this way. We can't just only have Trae as the only guy who runs the offense. And I know they didn't do it a lot, but when they did put Trae off ball, like, he was like, I think, what, 45 or 48% on like catch and shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
So this move is to like be able to get Trae Young off the ball a little bit in the fourth to open him up. But also it's going to be to keep a point guard on the floor at all times who can score and facilitate. Because DeJounte was averaging, what, 21, 8, and 8? And he's a way better defender than Trae.
Hey, so 21-8-8 is good, but 18-8-8 is trash. God, I got.
but see
Westbrook.
Here's the thing with Trae Young playing off the ball. He probably gonna demand the ball a little bit more by playing off the ball. Then also, he's small, so he got to get open now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wanted to discuss, I want to share with y'all the 200 plus million dollar contracts in NBA history. Seth Curry has two, 215 million and 205 million.
He's going to get two more.
Jokic's got 270, Bradley Beal 251, Giannis 228, Booker 224, Cat 224. What's this dude name? The European LeBron 215. His name just slipped my mind.
Trae Young ain't got 200.
Well, let me finish. 215 for Trae Young. God damn, I ain't gonna forget about Trae. Russell Westbrook 206. God damn, Russell. And then you got Rudy Gobert. He the one dude that probably averaged less than 12 points that's on this list. 205.
The first player in NBA history to get a nice deal for playing defense
is 200.
That's unheard of.
That's the list right there.
He got a max deal for playing defense.
Is Bron on that list? Bron got a 200 mil before?
Nah, Bron ain't never did.
Bron takes shorter deals.
LeBron James is Kirk Cousins. He's Kirk Cousins, baby. He take them short, give me mine now bags.
He does a lot of the 2+1 deals.
There you go.
He started
them getaway plans.
Facts. Say it one more time.
What's that, the getaway plan?
Yeah.
You know, I think KD do it too.
He ain't leaving facts.
No, I mean, KD, he did that. He did that with Golden State, but then he signed. He just signed for his extension was 4 years now that he's on now. And that's why Brooklyn can really take their time with sending him wherever they want.
Yeah,
See, he always said his up with the option to opt out.
But Brooklyn really the luck because they traded all of them picks to Houston for Harden. So now they ain't going to have no picks or nothing.
They about to get a lot
about
of
to get all them picks, but
they about to get a lot of picks back.
But the Rockets do have a nice haul. All them picks are unprotected, too. So 23, 25, and 27 are swaps. And 24 and 26, they own outright. And all of them are unprotected.
And Brooklyn ain't going to be a top team in the league no more. So there's going to be high coveted picks.
Yeah, Bruce Brown just went to the Nuggets, too. We was just talking about the Nuggets, 2 years, $13 million.
Yeah. So what y'all think about Portland, man? They got Damian Lillard, Anthony Simmons, Gary Payton II, Josh Hart, Jeremy Grant. Who they bigs? They still got
they got Nurkic.
Nurkic's a free agent, but he got to sign. But he's a free
They're probably going to bring him back. Here's the thing. They just signed Simons to that extension. And so now that he signed that extension instead of the qualifying offer, he can't be traded until December.
Yeah.
So they were going to try and package him for like KD. They just really set themselves back on that timeline because anybody who signs a new contract now cannot be traded until
December.
December.
Yeah. Because that's what somebody pointed out about Bradley Beal was trying to ask about.
Man, people got to understand KD going to have a say so where he's going now. He just going to be going to any of these random teams.
Exactly.
He's going to go to a major market.
No, he doesn't have a no-trade clause.
He don't have a no-trade clause.
Brooklyn said, like, they would try and work with them, but in the end, like, it's going to come down to the best package they get.
He's going to end up in a major market.
Yeah.
So his timing kind of, in a way, was a little bad for him there, right?
Tell him to come to Miami. We'll take him.
It was.
Don't start, Josh.
He probably should have did it a couple of days ago, but to do it the day that free agency starts when, let's be honest, these agents and players have been talking to teams because you saw how many, as soon as it hit 6 o'clock, it was like, this dude signed. Like, so these agents have been talking for a while. So these teams have been working back channels to, you know, get these guys in, but now it throws things off because it's like, dang it, I just signed this guy and I could have put a package together.
And low key under the radar, Golden State's probably got one of the top chances to land KD again. If you think about it, them ass they got, they could let go of Wiseman. I mean,
but salary's got to match, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do it.
They can't really match salaries right now. With the thing about Ben Simmons' contract, they can't trade for Wiggins right now because he's still on his rookie extension.
He's still on his rookie.
He's on his rookie extension, and it's about to – I think he's got – this year is his final year on his rookie extension. And
so could they re-sign him then and then make that work?
They could re-sign him, but this year is still on his rookie extension year, so.
I think they can do an extending trade if they extend him, depending on if the team that – if Brooklyn is palatable to that.
Hey, what if they see Poole as their future shooting guard and they drop Clay?
That ain't gonna happen either.
But I mean let's be
that's
honest.
That's why they drafted Moses Moody.
Does Clay, if you're Brooklyn, does Clay really attract you that much?
Well, you can give up Clay, you can give up Kuminga. I'm sure they take Wiseman.
Brooklyn ain't taking that, man.
That's my thing with, like, I think Brooklyn is, I think they really got to do a hard reset on what they're doing, right? And that's why people saying
they've got a good core, though.
Do they?
All three of them have
Who's their core?
Patty Mills and Nick Claxton.
No, yeah, Patty Mills, Nick Claxton, and Ben Simmons.
Cam Thomas.
What, did Joe Harris fall off the map?
I mean, last time we saw Joe Harris, he couldn't hit a shot in the playoffs, and then he's got double ankle surgery.
Like, who is that name you speak of?
Who, Joe Harris?
Don't do that. Don't do that, Prince.
you know he's going back with his UVA
guy. Hey, I knew that's why I said it. I already
you know he's going back with his UVA guy. You knew that.
Hey, that's why, like, I know it's fun to speculate, like, the whole Russ and AD for KD and Kyrie, but that move makes absolutely no sense for Brooklyn going forward.
We're talking that, Joe.
Oh, yeah, for Brooklyn going forward, yeah.
That's a terrible move for them.
They better get some picks with it.
Brooklyn just got front office problems. So it's going to make a difference who they got in their roster. They just had three stars in their roster, and they screwed that up.
And now they got none.
You know,
they got none.
They got front office issues.
Yep, this ain't a Kyrie, piss Katie off issue. This is a front office issue. I didn't hear so many folks, man, Kyrie Irving, Katie, man. No, this is front office. Ever since 2017, I noticed y'all been hating on Kyrie. Ever since he said, get me out of Cleveland, it's been nothing but vitriol for that man.
Well, he kind of screwed over Boston, too, but.
Yeah, he screwed
over. That's all good.
Like they said, behind the scenes, them two young Bulls didn't want Kyrie.
I was going to say, yeah, did he screw them? Or did
it's know? Like they didn't want Kemba Walker either. Just like right now, Marcus Smart beating them to the punch and blaming them for the loss. Yeah, I did my job.
I low-key thought they might have made a run at Rubio, but I guess Cleveland said ain't that happening.
Yep, they just signed him. 3 years, $18 million.
Rubio.
I wanted Rubio bad, too.
Rubio's
everybody I wanted getting signed.
Yeah, they could feed
shooters. They got Garland, him, and Sexton. Sexton got to go.
Could KD end up back in the West with maybe the Suns?
That's where he want to go.
Yeah, he want to go.
I told you, he want to be in a major market.
Or Miami. You want to go to the Suns of Miami?
I mean, Miami got a good enough package.
There's Miami. The tough thing there is like they want Bam, but they can't get Bam and have Ben Simmons.
Yep.
So can't negotiate that. And they don't want Simmons Kyle Lowry. Ain't no way they want Kyle Lowry back in the deal. How. So
if anybody can pull something off, it's Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they get a third team, Honestly,
I think it'll have to be four teams, honestly, like that hard.
You know what? It could be four teams. It's going to be, I mean, when James Harden went to Brooklyn, four teams there. It was Cleveland, yeah.
Indiana,
Houston, and Brooklyn. So I think that's more likely than you seeing like one team straight up trade for KD. I think you're going to see three to four teams.
We could give him a one-for-one trade.
Who?
Philly.
One for who?
So,
Say it again.
Not like a one player for one player, but like Philly could do a Brooklyn and Philly just one for one trade. Like they ain't got to do a third party and everything. They got Thibodeau they could give up. Tobias. I heard some people calling for Magic.
It would have to be to make salary match. They can do. They would have to do Tobias, Maxey, and Thibodeau. For KD, but Brooklyn wants, and while Maxey's a good thing, Brooklyn's also said that they want picks back too. And truthfully, Brooklyn already has some of Philly's picks. And does Brooklyn want to turn into the old 76ers?
Rock, we answered your question, bro, about the draft picks. We answered that. You might have stepped away. Why does the Lakers get all their picks? Hey man, my bad, man. Rock got mad.
No, you good.
He call y'all sirs.
That's how I knew he was mad.
But you know what I'm saying? I get that Philly's a hot option, but you're asking really, does Brooklyn want to turn into the old Philly of like Ben Simmons and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn, Ben.
Speaking of forgetting. Am I the only one that disagrees with Jalen Brunson getting paid that much money?
Nah, Turner don't.
That is way too much.
From a business side.
Just from a business perspective. I want all players to get their money, but I wouldn't have gone higher than 4 years, $64 million for him, personally. Just 64.
That's it.
I mean, he's a backup point guard who didn't move the needle for the Knicks.
So you're saying $16 million a year for him?
Yeah, I don't.
Duncan Robinson getting 19. That shit was like, not flying.
You got to think. Duncan
Robinson getting 19 a year now.
And I advocated for that at the time, but I can acknowledge I made a mistake because of the shooting aspect of it, right? You would think that the shooting would age better than, because short, quick point guards generally don't age well, right? And shooting does. That generally ages better. But Duncan Robinson has not aged well. So I misevaluated that contract. I just, when you look at Jalen Brunson as he ages, because remember, he's already 25, right? So you getting until age 29 of that. And what does he do at a what, $20 million a year level for y'all? Seriously, what does he do? Or $25 million a year?
The Knicks doing what they normally do, which is overpay a guy.
So I'll say this though, but even with that contract, he's the 14th highest paid point guard in the league. So in relative to that, he's not extremely like overpaid.
I need to hear the list of who's paid more than him. If he's 14th and there's someone else getting overpaid.
And even beyond that, because I was gonna say that, it's that's a fair point. I think that was Carlos speaking, but It's about the Knicks cap space and their financial situation. You pay Jalen Brunson 25 a year. It's not necessarily about what other guards are getting paid other than the market being set for that. You pay Jalen Brown $25 million. That inhibits your ability to get better players and build a team better. So I understand the point about the point guards. I just don't know how relative that is to the Knicks.
Rock said y'all got to quit looking at the league like it's 1998 if you're okay and do one thing, you can get $20 million a year. I know you're talking about Rudy Gobert, Rock.
Brunson got too many ties with the Knicks, man. Dad coaching.
Yeah, dad's there.
Worldwide West, and he's a former client of Worldwide West and Leon Rose. So and CAA, those guys, they're gonna make sure they look out for their players. So
hey, I'm gonna tell y'all the most underrated pickup in free agency, and y'all can write it down. I said it. JaVale McGee to the Mavericks is going to make a world difference for that team.
I like it. I don't like the years just because he's older, but I like the fit a lot.
I mean, he might make a difference, but the Mavericks need another guard on the perimeter who can get on.
Yeah, they need a guy who can create their own shot, who can score.
I mean, hey, listen, they got one in the draft this year. That's all I'm going to tell you. They got one.
Who is that?
Jaden Hardy. They got one.
But I can read off the names of the point guards who are higher.
Yeah, do that, please.
Let's see. It's.
I need money. So who getting all this money? Kyle Lowry up there.
Oh yeah, you know Mike Lowry up there getting them chips now. Yeah, champion.
Highway robbery
and former All Star. So.
Yep, like 5-6 straight, something like that, All-Star. So he going to get that money.
I got to hear this list because I find it hard to believe there's 14 more point guards making that much.
I can believe it, though.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
I know Russ, Steph.
All right, God, let me see. It is – it's Curry, Luka, Trey Young, Russ, Ja Morant, Shai, Ben Simmons, Lillard, Fox, Murray. Did y'all hear all those names?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, hold on. Let me look at the next.
Makes sense.
Shai is more of a
– Shai's not a point guard.
And then Irving, Paul, and Russell. Those are all the players who have more.
I see, okay. Shai's more of a two-guard to me.
Yeah, Shai's not a point guard.
Hey, man, they cut the movie. They waving the movie star.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, put that on the screen like that's something relevant.
I'm just
hey, Brunson actually has a bigger, he makes more per year than Lowry now.
Good.
Y'all happy about that, huh?
Lowry's 16. I heard y'all say Lowry was one of the ones, but nah, Brunson actually makes more than Lowry now.
Hey, he makes more than a world champion?
Mm-hmm.
This game rigged.
But the thing is, the Knicks still they have cap space to pursue.
They got a lot of money, right?
They have cap space to pursue
a max player next year. But the thing is, nobody wants to come play for Dolan or that front office.
They need a franchise player.
Hey, yo, can I ask y'all a question?
They need to trade Julius Randle.
Who been to the arena lately? The Garden.
I haven't been there. I've been by there like 5 years.
It reminds me of like going to Duke's basketball arena. Like you get there, you like, ew.
Yeah.
This it?
High school stadium.
I can agree with that. You know, I can agree with that.
Hold on. We gotta welcome a celebrity in the building right now. Mr. Czar himself. For all the folks. Czar on Twitter.
Czar!
No. You need to kick him off right now. We talking basketball.
No. God, dog, man. God.
Where the glasses? The front now, huh?
You had the powers on. You went to Hampton now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's, I got to represent my school, man.
Yeah.
You know, y'all go ahead and carry on, man. Yeah. I'm enjoying the contract.
Wait a minute. So you want to come on screen just to look stupid and listen?
I never look stupid. Okay.
Where T. Smith at? T. Smith, show us the right screen.
I'm glad he said he don't never look stupid.
No, it's a method to my madness.
Oh, so now it's a method?
Life is a method. Where you handle life is a method, okay?
That's a method, man.
You know.
Yeah, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm going to show y'all a method.
But at least he ain't got that Hampton jersey on.
That's a fact.
Who said that?
Bean.
Oh, my favorite guy. Hold on, Bean. Don't go no damn where. Hold on, Bean.
Yeah, that Hampton jersey on.
Yeah. I got something for you because you don't never look stupid.
I got to get my Bean fives out.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said he never looked stupid.
Exactly. I actually don't.
Yo, that man couldn't be on camera for 2 weeks after that.
You don't never look stupid, huh?
Hey, Bean.
Is Exhibit A, is somebody looking stupid or what?
Oh, Lord, they got the mush mouth. The bleep.
It's all good. When the Celtics went, I had to do it the ski mask way. The Celtics won.
And it was downhill from that point on. So, hey, Celtics fans, y'all didn't look good until from that point to the end of that series.
He made y'all lose. When he put that attire on, he not only got a rash on his face, but y'all lost every game after that.
Man, watch out, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Carlos does not look like, hey, time out. Carlos does not look like his voice, y'all. That's crazy right there. that's Carlos.
Oh, that's Carlos.
Mr. Matlock.
Looking like a male librarian.
Man. This
look like he's the Dewey Decimal System.
Because this is a live stream.
Hold on, man. We got Carlos a full but solo.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell y'all what happens to me all the time.
Yo.
Urkel.
Yeah, I have my glasses on today.
Anyway, my bad, bro. Go ahead. Bro.
Hey, let's not do that. Don't embarrass yourself right now, because the ladies love these glasses. Anyway,
yeah, Carlos.
But I will say, the thing that happens to me all the time is I know my voice is I have a soft voice. I get it. So I can't tell you how many times when I go through drive-through or when I used to work at a call center for financial aid. I can't tell you how many times I got called ma'am.
It happens.
Yeah. So now I have like a phone voice or a drive-through voice, so that don't happen anymore.
Carlos out here catfishing people, and
you got
the whole Cat Williams thing going on.
I did find out that I can play the audio to Twitter Spaces on my stream, y'all. So we could always eavesdrop. And if I include myself on somebody's Twitter space, all of us will be under me talking, which probably be crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you have some people crazy confused.
What you about to... Yo, Bean. Mm-hmm. Get them off you, dog.
Man, look.
I get them Bean fives.
He didn't want to bought them in the second section where he got the
beans. So how did you get those?
Are those the prison bands?
Those don't fit your feet, man.
Hey,
the prison bands.
These are the same shoes that Beam got in his Facebook profile. He got his feet propped up, too.
Like, Lord, it's not. It's funny how they're your closet and not mine.
Yeah.
Huh?
You have a stone keeping in the closet. That's what you need to do.
Man.
You inspired me to buy these because
hey,
I was at Target.
We seen the way you dress. Even that suit you had on. Like, come on, man.
I said, look at them beam fives. I said, let me get a
jump. The jumpsuit.
I said, let me get a bare beam five.
I'm from Newport News, Virginia. We don't wear those.
I'm from Newport News too.
We don't wear those.
Marcus Houston played Mushmouth in the movie.
Facts. He did. Yeah.
What is that?
Wow. No mercy.
Your name is Marcus.
Hey, man, you straight from Boys Point Road, bro.
Hey, Zark.
Hey, look.
I didn't even know you had a chance.
Hey, Zark, can I ask you a question? Bro, because I noticed this. I noticed this lately, Zark, and I ain't trying to be funny, but I noticed you try to talk away from your gap in your teeth now when you're on camera.
What are you talking about?
You see, you're trying to cover up your gap.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
You doing it, and then you squint your eye up.
Man,
you ain't Jim Ross. You really got an ailment, bro.
Man, good vibes, bro. Good vibes.
That was wrong. That was wrong. You got to admit, Jim Ross.
Come on, man. Peace and blessings. Y'all start this roundabout with the comedy and the joke. I wanted to talk sports today.
All right, go ahead. Go.
No, it's just over now. We already took the purple pill. It's over.
Hey, man. Yo, you come on Facebook and try to be all nice, and then you be the Twitter thug. Carlos be the Twitter lawyer, and then he gonna come up here and roast his your tail, yeah.
No, he do look like a light skinned Steve Urkel though, bro. That's just me.
You know what?
You're gonna win.
Hey, look, you realize all it took was for Urkel to take the glasses off, and then he's Stephon.
And now you look like a light-skinned Chris Watkins. Oh. You know who Chris Watkins is. But you look like a light-skinned Chris
Watkins?
Yeah, he's like a light-skinned Chris Watkins.
Yo.
Man.
Hey, man, you drinking a pure tea over there?
Chris Watkins must be a good-looking dude.
No, pause.
I'm just saying, that's me saying that I'm good looking, man. Yo, look, everybody does for that, Zar. You wouldn't know what it's like to walk in and women smile. But you walk in the room and women laugh. There's a difference.
Zar, you see that?
Nah, see what?
You see what Rod said?
What do you say?
Can you see the comments?
He said Zar looks like Sinbad and Strahan had a baby.
I know Rock's Stonehead ass ain't talking. Okay, y'all see Rock. Like I said before, I'm gonna say it again. Rock like eating catfish straight out the water. All right,
hang on.
I don't hear none of that.
He in the movie The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. Remember, he took the fish and just started eating it. You remember that movie?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a negative one for that.
You remember that movie?
Yeah, you was the bear.
Yeah, you was the bear. You got the assault.
What the hell are you, fake ass Draymond? You look like Draymond Green right now.
Hey, yo, Ma. What am I?
Hey, yo, you look like Kendrick Perkins.
Nah, I don't think so.
Hey,
go ahead, man. Chill out.
Bro, I'm saying.
Still out, man. You said that. Don't be lying like that.
Hey, I'm looking at. I'm going to withhold. See. I used to be the roasting king. I want to withhold what I really want to say to some of these people because y'all cool.
Well, okay. No, bring it to the foreground.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Who is that right there?
I got to leave soon. Go ahead.
Who is that? Pat G?
Yeah.
Looking like Trick Daddy, man. Watch out, bro. Boy, look like Trick Daddy, man.
No, let me start on you, Zar.
I'm leaving alone, bro. I'm just going down the road, bro. We got black thought. You know, with the glasses and the beard. I see you, bro. Okay, all right. Okay, we'll leave y'all alone, man. You know, but hey, I know y'all already talked about it, but Zion Williams got his money.
No,
he's not getting that money, right?
They said.
He was 5 for $200 million
Yeah.
So he's about to get it or what?
He got to hit the qualifiers.
Yeah, it's probably qualifiers to it. But yeah, he's basically, that's his contract.
said it's nearing that. Sham said that 2 hours ago.
He ain't hitting
the quad. So he ain't gonna hit that then.
No, he's not hitting that. No.
Not with them damn injuries and shit.
He would need to make an all NBA team.
It only take this one season.
Yeah.
He would need to make it, man.
What y'all think about if Mike Conley go to Dallas?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
That's actually a good fit. Personally.
I feel like the best move for Mike Conley is to go to Boston.
No, I don't want to. No. We don't need that, dude. No.
You need a playmaker.
I don't want Conley, though.
But he's a point guard, isn't he?
Yes, but what is he going to do for us, though, is the question.
He's going to distribute the ball. That's exactly what we was missing.
Them young boys don't want nobody distributing the ball to them.
Hey,
man, look, Tatum and his little handy hand and cook, bro. They need somebody to distribute the ball. Okay.
What about Oladipo? Where Oladipo should go?
Oladipo signed back with the Heat for 1 year, $11 million. Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this. I feel like there's going to be a lockout in the next CBA because the owners ain't going to be happy about all this.
Carlos, we was just talking about that on our pod last night, the Coach Stretch Show on YouTube. Y'all please subscribe and watch. We was just talking about that. It's about to be different because the owners are going to be like, look, and this is Kevin Durant. It's not many Kevin Durant level players. But if guys can just get out of their contracts and request trades after 4 years, the owner's coming to get something. They're coming to get something, or it's going to be a lockout. They're not playing. They're not playing at all. And I'm all for player empowerment. So let me say that first. I love that the players have the power and aren't, you know what I mean? They're not beholden to bad ownership. However, like, the owners are going to be like, look, there's no way. And Kyrie, too. Like, there's no way that these owners are going to look at it. They're going to do something. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but they're going to try to get some of that power back, whether they ask for more basketball-related income. You know, they're already doing the in-season tournament. So, you know, they're going to do something, Carlos. I just don't know what it is. But it's going to be different, very, very different.
So it's only good right now for this year and next season. It's up after 2024.
Yeah. And, so, like, it ain't even just them. I mean, you look at, like, how – Harden got out of Houston.
Yeah.
How AD got out of New Orleans. Like, yep.
This could be a terrible take. One way I could see them fixing it was, what if they started, how many years are they able to be put on contracts? So instead of players being able to sign these 4 year deals and then just.
But remember, though, the owners changed it because it used to be longer contracts. But then what would happen was the players who weren't necessarily worth those contracts signed the longer term contracts, and then the owners wanted shorter contracts. The owners wanted that. That wasn't necessarily a player's thing. The players were just smart enough to take advantage and say, okay, you give us shorter contracts, now we'll use our leverage. So yeah, I don't necessarily know if the owners would go back to that, although that would be interesting.
No, I'm saying what if they shortened it even more to where instead of the 4 to 5 year deals, the max you can get is like 3. That way you keep players from being able to just go to one team, sign this large long deal. Now you got to go to a year by year basis and earn your keep.
So here's why I don't think they do that, the year by year thing. Because I remember it, like Coach said, it was longer deals. I remember when Rashard Lewis signed like the 7 year sign and trade to Orlando. Yep. So now they cut it to like these 4 to 5 year deals. And what they did was they instilled the Supermax fifth year to help teams be able to keep their players. Like that's where the whole fifth year Supermax came from, because teams felt like they needed some type of advantage to be able to keep their stars. Because if everybody could pay the same thing, they just go wherever they want. Mm-hmm. I don't think this will happen. I think the players will really fight this, but I think really one of the big moves that owners can try to make is trying to lower the amount of guaranteed money. But that's the thing that separates the NBA. Like
they were saying, they could make instead of giving them more of that guaranteed, make the signing bonuses larger.
I don't think the players would go for that at all. Then essentially you turn it into football. I highly doubt the players. They will give up just about anything else before that. One thing I think that the owners might try to go for, just thinking about it, you can't request a trade after signing a big deal. Because I think that the players have smartened up and say, okay, we're going to get our money anyway. Kyrie kind of did an example of that. He opted in to get his $36 million, and it's like, I don't want to be here. So if anything that the owners go after, it would likely be that. That's just off the top of my head, though.
Well, yeah, and the crazy thing about Kyrie, too, is not only does he get the $36 million, but he has a trade kicker in his clause. So when the Nets trade him, he gets an additional $5.5 million.
But see, it depends on who pays for that. Because from what I've read in the previous, sometimes the team who trades him pays that. Sometimes the team that receives him pays for it. Because remember, Anthony Davis had a trade kicker too, mm-hmm. and it was debated that time who would pay for it. But yeah,
he get an additional $5.5 million.
Yep.
I mean, well, to me, it sounds like some of these organizations need to learn how to treat a star player. They need to get their front offices in check, because only the star players are doing this.
Right. You know, I mean? That's the worst part of sports. You can't fire the owner.
And you gotta look at the markets where they're coming from, where they doing this at.
Trust me, I know everything.
So you know what I mean? Like, the Pelicans isn't one of the major markets in the NBA. So of course Anthony Davis is gonna start screaming. But also, you got to keep in mind what's behind these players. Like, Nike is a driving force behind Anthony Davis. These shoe companies run the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you got to keep in mind that Nike wants their big-time clients in major markets. Mm-hmm. Just like when Kevin Durant went over to Golden State, Steph Curry had Under Armour through the roof at that point in time.
Yep, that was a big thing at that point, too, because he was competing. Yep.
Now, when the finals happened, Nike got three of their four signature shoes on the floor with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron James. And the moment Golden State won, you seen a Kevin Durant Nike commercial. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, with some of these big-time athletes who are the faces of the team or, you know, lower-level faces of the league, they're going to do some screaming because they want to win. They want to be in winning situations. And if you keep taking the talent away and not building around them, or it's a lot going on behind the scenes, then, yeah, they're going to scream to get up out of it.
No, I'm...
Any of y'all got a pair of Currys?
No, ain't nobody wearing Currys.
No, but see, the thing is, we not wearing the Steph Curry, but when you go to these AAU tournaments,
younger
kids,
I'm going to say this.
They are wearing it.
A lot of white kids love Currys. Like, they're the number one shopper of those shoes.
I rolled my ankle times and things, and I can tell you they are not good hoop shoes.
So I mean, the owners, they're gonna want something back, but at the same time, they got to start putting pressure on their front office to keep their star players.
I'm with you.
You got to know how to keep a star player happy.
I agree with you, Dean. But my question would be, just in this case, because I try to be balanced. Again, I'm pro player, so let me put that out there first. But in this particular case with Brooklyn, what could the organization have done differently? Because I try to be balanced, what could they have done differently? Because I don't begrudge Kyrie for not getting the vaccine. That's his personal decision. That's the decision that he gets to make. But in a team sport, in the vaccine mandate wasn't his fault, right? But in a team sport, if you make a decision like that, it directly impacts the team. So my question is, what could the organization have done differently to make that work better?
They should have fired Steve Nash and bring in a coach with a better voice who knows how to manage star players and also hold a basketball team together. Instead, Steve Nash was too busy trying to be a player coach, and, you know, he was too busy trying to, I would say, I'm going to use a mod word, coddle.
That's right. Shout out to Ray.
You know what I mean? And so sometimes with certain personnel, you have to have a strong coach. Say if a Greg Popovich was in Brooklyn, then, you know, a lot of the issues they had, they probably wouldn't have had.
I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you know the front office guy can't coach the team, but they can manage the team from above. But at the same time, you gotta have somebody sitting in that first chair
that really knows how to manage a basketball team, know how to manage personalities, and you know how to hold it all together.
Let me ask you, so because I'm with you, I'm all about player empowerment, but then I look at like the Houston situation with Harden, and they catered to him a lot. And every time that he suggested I could work with this player, they, you know what I'm saying, they went about bringing that player in, and then he ended up wanting out, like, after it don't work. So, like, who do you feel is to blame in that situation?
I would say, go ahead, Bean.
In a harder situation, I would still blame him, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I would blame Harden, but also, I mean, it's like 50-50, Harden and his organization. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, he came in, he was the third option on the basketball team. They brought him in as the man, and they gave him the keys to a bad basketball team, and he was able to do what he wanted to do. But he was also, like, he was also in the pocket, you know what I mean, with the general manager who was giving him his way. So it wouldn't have made a difference what strong personality coach you brought in. You know what I mean? Like, the general manager was going to go to him first. Like, how do you feel? How do you feel? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, that's why D'Antoni ended up there, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, D'Antoni, his style was much more of James Harden Allen.
Did y'all ever read the article about how they pretty much let James Harden travel however he wanted? Like, he didn't have to travel, like, with the team or how the team traveled? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got treated great, but at the same time, like, he still needed that right coach. Like, sometimes some star players need that right coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, who's not afraid to speak their piece, you know what I'm saying, and say what they got to say to him.
Because they got rid of Kevin McHale after he kind of called out Harden. And
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need that. Here's the ordeal. I've always said that great players still allow themselves to be coached.
Yep.
And hey, I'm questioning now, like, when I look at James Harden's career, did he allow himself to be coached up to the point where he is right now?
I would say yes, because he played different styles of basketball under Mike D'Antoni. They played a slow isolation style. Before they did that, they played fast. They played fast paced. When he was under McHale, they played fast paced. So he's played different styles of basketball, and he was more off ball under McHale than he was D'Antoni until Chris Paul got there. And then he was the primary point guard in Brooklyn. So, like, he's played different styles of basketball.
Now, which style advanced him the furthest? When he played with who?
Chris Paul.
When he played with Chris Paul. That's when he advanced the furthest. And also, he was butting heads with Chris Paul at the same time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Chris Paul is a strong personality who's not afraid to say what he got to say to James Harden.
The same thing with Russ, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ended up being the rub with Russ. Russ was calling him on his, you know, BS with showing up and stuff like that how he wanted to.
I mean, I love Harden. So, but I think some of that too was Tillman Fertitta. Tillman Fertitta is a very cheap owner, and ownership is the biggest competitive advantage in sports. Like, Fertitta was selling draft picks. Like, he cheaped out on Daniel House at first. Like, he wasn't trying to spend a lot of money because, I mean, obviously he's rich, but relatively speaking, he didn't have a lot of money to continue to invest in the team. But Harden does deserve blame too, and I think some of that, while he's played different styles of ball, I will say he's pretty predictable on the court. He had the midi at first, and then he stopped going to it once Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey got there, made him easier to guard him in playoff games and playoff series. So, like, it's a lot of blame, just like with any player, to go around. But I think that was the biggest issue because they honestly, if Chris Paul was healthy, they likely would have beat the 17-18 Warriors and win a chip. And they were having different conversations about Harden at that point. So it's luck, injuries. Some of that's Harden too. Some of that's his teammates. Some of it's the ownership. It's just a lot of different things, not just one.
And their owner tried to lowball D'Antoni too. That's one of the reasons that he left.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah,
the Rockets owner and the Suns owner are cheap.
Did y'all see what Calvin said? He said he feel like the Knicks should have paid the vaccine fine so Kyrie could have played home games and gave him an extension.
NBA dead at that. NBA dead at that. Woj came out immediately with a tweet and was like, they are not allowing you to, if you're not vaccinated, you can't play. They dead at that immediately.
But then the opponents could, though. That was what got me up in arms. When Bradley Beal walked up in there.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
The vaccine thing was just, it was tricky, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, Kyrie had to have a vaccine and play at home, but you had guys from other teams who could come in and play. So I think that the NBA just didn't know how to handle that situation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Kyrie, you know, he stood on his own morals, you know what I mean? And like, a lot of people judged him on that, like, why you don't get the vaccine, you know what I mean? Like, we want to see you play. And we gotta remember, these guys are human too. They're able to make decisions with their own bodies as well. So, I mean, if he chose to sit out and not get the vaccine, like, I'm not mad at him about that, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I come from a world of sports where next man up.
Yeah.
So, true. Like, at the same time, you know, you still had James Harden and Kevin Durant. With them two right there, you should still be competitive. You know what I mean? Like, you should still be winning. But, you know, James Harden chose to start pouting.
That's a fact. But, shoot, man, I got to get up out of here. I got to get another workout. But who just came in the queue? Rock just came in the queue. Let me let Rock get one stray off. I know he got something to say. And I got to dip out. I got to be at 12. What up, Rob?
I ain't know y'all was about to roll, but when it comes to James Harden and Kyrie Irving, and when folks say that they don't blame them for taking a stance on this and taking a stance on that, the reason why their stances look bad compared to if it was somebody else doing it, because they do so much other stuff. You get what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm not at work right now because I got sick at work, right? And they tried to joke about it, but somebody literally said, "Is something else going on with you?" I mean, the reason why they saying this is because I haven't been here long at this new place. They was tripping with my badge, tripping with a whole lot of stuff, and then I get sick on top of that. Even though it's legit, they looking at it like, "Damn, something else wrong with you?" So when it comes to Kyrie Irving and James Harden, when you do all that other stuff taking off because you think that you just can't handle what's going on in the world. Don't get me wrong. He's been taking some great stands, right? But as his employer, you're not going to look at it that way.
No, that's so,
yeah, I appreciate the stuff he do and stand up for. But if I'm the one who hired him, if it goes against my bottom line, I don't give a damn about that.
But see, Rock, you know that, you know this just like I know. When you got talent, you're going to get a little bit more perks than what everybody else get.
We seen
Kyrie Irving miss six or seven straight games and then come back and drop 37.
Right. Yeah, but guess what?
All about it.
But see, that plays a huge role, especially during our days playing. Y'all remember the saying, guy for the Cowboys was sleep and they cut his ass. And they said, but what if Troy Aikman was sleep? You wake his ass up. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, that's because that guy's going to play in the game. I used to get in trouble in high school all the time, but because I played all the sports, they couldn't suspend me because I usually had a game.
Bottom line, right?
You know what I'm saying? So,
bottom line.
But what if I was cutting up at school and I was saying I'm not going to play in the game? They're going to go ahead and suspend me then.
Rock, I mean, you know, you're an athlete, Rock. Have you ever heard this saying, winning trumps everything?
It does.
Or winning fixes everything.
What have they won?
And that's why that whole thing where we were shocked about Trae Young, like, wow, really? Trae Young don't get along with some of his teammates? Like, wow, that we didn't hear about that, but y'all were hearing about that behind the scenes.
Knew, yeah. And if you would have shared that, folks would be like, well, I ain't heard such and such. Y'all capping.
Right. But, I mean, you know, not a damn win this year.
They can't put everything proof, media, you know what I mean? Like,
that's proof that professionals don't have to get along the ball. I hate when people say, he destroyed the locker room. The boys out there shooting, throwing the ball out the backboard while driving to the goal for dunks. I'm talking about stuff you ain't even supposed to be able to do in the game, yet you wouldn't know they was beefing.
Yeah, but look, man, I hate to cut this short, man, but I got a dip. I can't be late for this workout, man, but appreciate everybody for tapping in, and I'll try to do more of these during the week when we live on camera. I know Twitter Space is convenient. And even when I do Twitter Space, I may just upload the StreamYard as an option as well, because I know the Facebook folks be wanting to still hear what we be talking about. So salute to all y'all, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. And Carlos, they own you. They like, yo, that's really Carlos right there.
Mr. Matlock.
I'm confused by that. Like, do I? Like, what is it that don't match? Like,
hey, is, man, we'll continue this later. But Carlos, I put in a different chat to them, and they was like, yo, that's Carlos, dog. Yo, that's crazy.
I try to tell, look, I'm short, light skin.
You did? Everything you said was true.
It's okay. All
right, man, Fidel. All right, y'all be good. Have a safe fourth, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.